You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity, and C, and you are checking out our WWE WrestleMania 28 official recap. We have covered WrestleManias 1 through 27 on our way to our WrestleMania 40 pay-per-view recap, which will be coming up. WrestleMania is a couple weeks away, so we're getting ready to cover them all. So WrestleMania 28 is live in Miami, Florida in April of 2012. And to start out WrestleMania 28, Lenny Garcia comes out to perform the national anthem. And we have the World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan with AJ defending against Sheamus. This is an infamous match because AJ kisses Daniel Bryan, which then causes Sheamus to nail a bro kick and get a 3-count victory in like 10 seconds. And Sheamus becomes a new World Heavyweight Champion. So I'm glad that Sheamus is champion. It was a fun moment, but in terms of wrestling, I gave it a 2 out of 10 because they really didn't do anything. Next, we have Kane taking on Randy Orton. And this is a decent match. Kane and Orton actually gave, you know, a pretty decent match for this. Orton nails a swinging neck breaker. Orton tosses Kane's shoulder first into the post, nails a draping DDT. Kane nails a big boot, but jumps into a dropkick by Orton. Kane hits a chokeslam and then a super top rope chokeslam to defeat Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Kane has a new gimmick at this point where he's coming out with like a different mask and everything and a different attire. So cool to see him in that. Orton looked great. So I gave this match a 6 out of 10. Then we have the Intercontinental Champion Cody Rhodes defending against The Big Show. And this match is kind of basic. Big Show military presses Cody into the ring. Cody lands a low drop kick and applies a leg lock. Cody hits a disaster kick, but Big Show lands a hard right punch to become the new WWE Intercontinental Champion. This match was supposedly Big Show's WrestleMania moment because he's never really done anything at WrestleMania. He's always been sort of humiliated. So this is props to him. But all in all, this match was a 5 out of 10. Next, the WWE Divas Champion, the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix and Eve take on the team of Kelly Kelly and Maria Menounos. And Maria and Kelly get the win after Kelly hits a molly go round to Beth and a bulldog. And then Maria rolls up Beth to get a 3-count. Not a great match. I gave this match a 4 out of 10. Next, Jim Ross comes out to join the commentating team for this next match, the special Hell in a Cell End of an Era match with special guest referee, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Triple H versus The Undertaker. This was probably the best match of the night and a great Hell in a Cell match. The end comes after Undertaker steps on Triple H's sledgehammer and hits him with chair shots. Taker hits Triple H with a sledgehammer and nails a tombstone. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Both of these men put their bodies on the line. Shawn Michaels was unpredictable in the match, so great match. We then see the Hall of Fame class of WWE 2012 induction ceremony. We have Mil Máscaras, Yokozuna, Ron Simmons, the Four Horsemen, J.J. Dillon, Mike Tyson, and Edge. So very cool stuff there. Edge was the one that was leading that because he had just retired in 2011. Next, we have Team Johnny, which is The Miz, Mark Henry, Drew McIntyre, Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler, and David Otunga versus Team Teddy, which is Kofi Kingston, Great Khali, R-Truth, Zack Ryder, Booker T, and Santino Marella. This was a boring match. I give it a 3 out of 10. There really wasn't anything good about it. Eve does Zack Ryder's salute with him, allowing The Miz to hit a skull-crushing finale for a 3-count. I give it a 3 out of 10 after Eve low blows Zack Ryder. We then get a shot, and that was Eve's heel turn. We get a shot then of Tori Wilson and her boyfriend at the time, Alex Rodriguez. And next we have WWE Champion CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. This was a nonstop action-packed match. It wasn't as great as the Hell in a Cell match, but it was just as good. Jericho climbs to the top. CM Punk kicks him. Jericho applies the Walls of Jericho, but then CM Punk reverses it into an Anaconda Vice, and Chris Jericho taps out, and CM Punk retains the championship. I give that match a 7 out of 10. Next, Birds Clay and the Funkadactyl dance with the Mothers. This is kind of corny. Diddy introduces MGK to perform Invincible. Flo Rida then performs Good Feeling and Wild Ones. And we have John Cena versus The Rock. This is what everyone came for. And this match was okay. Cena applies an SCFU. Rock hits a Samoan drop. Spine buster, people's elbow that gets a two count. Cena rolls through a flying cross body and nails an FU. Cena mocks The Rock, but The Rock hits a rock bottom to get the win. All in all, that match was a 7 out of 10. Good stuff there between The Rock and Cena, but not as great as the Hell in a Cell match. So with that, this ends our review of WrestleMania 28. Okay, nothing spectacular. The best match was the Hell in a Cell match between Shawn Michaels and I'm sorry, between The Undertaker and Triple H. But other than that, nothing piqued my interest. So I give this WrestleMania a 6 out of 10. Next will be coming WrestleMania 29, and we are on our road still to WrestleMania 40. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.